You're listening to episode 105, Are You Doing Enough? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode. We're talking about, are you doing enough? This is a common concern that comes up in coaching. But before I dive into today, I want to talk to you guys really quick about things happening in Mama's membership. So I have two ways to work with me. I have a monthly membership and I have made it as affordable as humanly possible. So it is only $35 a month and you get access to all the video content, to the group coaching calls, and a place to ask me any questions. And you also get 50% off any the calendars and any discounts on anything I have. So that is amazing and that's staying and that's awesome. I also have a lifetime membership. And the doors will be closing to that at the end of May. So the lifetime membership, you get all of those amazing things like you do in the monthly membership, but you get a little bit more. So you also have access to private sessions with me. And you can sign up for those weekly if you'd like. And they're for you. They're for a teen that wants to be coached. I like to always make sure I mention that I want the teen to want to be coached. And you get sessions with me, and then you also receive a family planner and a bunch of other fun surprises. And so that is an awesome just one-time price, and you get all of those things. And after it goes away at the end of May, I don't know if I'm going to keep it as a lifetime membership. I may just have it be a year one, so you can just really dive in for a year, or what the price will be in the future. So if you are on the fence of what you want for Mother's Day, then this is what you want, because this is something that's going to not only bless you, but bless your family, your children, your home, and your homeschool, and something that you can really make a lot of changes with that can do a lot of good. So anyways, the doors will be closing at the end of May for the lifetime membership. So if you have been on the fence, you may want to look into that. Okay. Oh, with that, I was going to just tell you guys what's fun about it is I have coached just a lot of moms, and we talk about anything. It can be homeschool, but sometimes it's just whatever somebody wants to talk about. I've actually coached teens independently, which is a ton of fun. And I have coached moms and their teens. So we do a little bit of one-on-one and have them be accountable to each other to start working on connecting and building their relationships. But I also will coach husband and wives. And most of the time it has been about homeschool or a child they're concerned about or anything that they have going on that they want to work on. So those are some of the things that I have coached on with in the private membership. So love to have you there. So one of the things that continues to keep showing up in coaching is, am I doing enough? I don't know if I'm doing enough in my homeschool. Am I doing enough? And there is this this fear there. So I wanted to share a model from a client that we had recently worked on this. And so if you're not sure what the model is, you're going to want to go back to episode 104, where I go over the model of how to solve any problem. And the model is CTFAR, which stands for circumstance, thoughts, feelings, actions, and results. So we have circumstances, which are just neutral, which are just dry facts, no adjectives, no description in it, just the facts, right? Then we have our thoughts about those circumstances, and our thoughts create how we feel. Then our feeling drives our actions, which creates our results, which is just a a confirmation of creating the thought, making the thought true, right? So I wanted to share a current model I did with a client who was feeling very inadequate and that she was not doing enough. So we had her circumstance was just that she homeschooled, and you could put how many children she homeschools and their ages and all of those things, but we just have this client homeschooled. And then she thought, I don't have enough to give my kids and I should. So then she started feeling inadequate from this thought. This thought of, I don't have enough to give my kids and I should, created this feeling of inadequacy. And when she was feeling inadequacy and inadequate, her action was inaction. She felt so paralyzed that she was not sure of how to move forward. She would question every decision, so she wasn't making any progress. Compare, overanalyze, so she just sat in the space of not really doing much, which then in the result confirmed this thought that I don't have enough to give because she wasn't putting forth those efforts. So if you are feeling this way, like, I'm not doing enough, I don't have enough to give, I don't know what does enough look like, all these things, I want to ask you some questions. What does enough look like? How can you define that? And then, I just have one question. I thought I had two. So what does enough look like? So one time I was talking to a friend who was in a very large disagreement with her husband. And she was so angry with him and just so frustrated with him. And she said she wouldn't forgive him until she just knew he was sorry. And I said, well, what does that look like? How do you know what sorry looks like? And she goes, oh, I'm just going to know. Let me tell you right now, you are not just going to know. So if you're like, I'll know when I'm doing enough. I'll know what it feels like. I know what it'll be. No, you won't. If you can't describe it to me now, you won't be able to know later on. So here's just my second question. My second question was, then who gets to decide what enough is? Is there somebody that stands over you like, oh, that's enough. Oh, what she did, that's enough. But what you're doing, no, that's not enough. Like, no, nobody's doing this to you, right? You're doing it to yourself. So a few, I don't know, weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, I sent out in my email newsletter about when I had kid number 6, I took off school for 4 to 5 months. And I was super tired and I wanted a long break. He was born at the end of March. And I said, guess what? We're not starting school back up till the fall. And I just took that time off. And during that time, we live by a library. So my kids went to the library and they'd bring a lot of books home. I let them watch a lot of Magic School Bus and Liberty Kids. I was like, fantastic. This is learning. And we played a lot. We went to the pool a lot. I'm always a sucker for the pool. You'll find me there often. Right. We just kind of relaxed and we didn't do like quote unquote school, right? What it should look like. But guess what happened after those 4 to 5 months? Everybody survived and it was just fine. And nobody was behind. And nobody in the fall had to be retaught how to read. And nobody had to be retaught all their math or anything. Like, we just picked up where we left off. So here I am 10 years later. This little guy just turned 10 that I took the time off. And I, like, my kids don't even remember that we took this time off from 10 years ago. And I see no negative effects that it had on my family from doing this. Not only that, like, I've seen positive effects. So 10 years now from that, my oldest has graduated. My next two are getting their associates this month. And so what I did 10 years ago, was it enough? Like, looking at some books, watching some Magic School Bus and Liberty Kids and playing? To me, absolutely yes. It was totally enough. Not only that, like, my family's relationships thrived and we were really connecting and working on all those things. And so a lot of times I will hear clients say, like, I want to build relationships, but I'm so worried about the school piece, right? So here I am 10 years later from this experience. And like, I can tell you right now, my children's education did not suffer and they are thriving and their relationships with their siblings are awesome. Not that they're perfect and not that they don't ever disagree, but they know how to solve problems. They know how to work together and they know how to be each other's friends. So that is something super amazing from this experience. So how do you get out of this trap of worrying if you are doing enough? I want you to start, like, if you have ever felt this way, like, am I doing enough? If, like, I feel inadequate, I feel afraid. Afraid is fear is another big one that people feel. Like, I don't think I'm doing enough. And then they're feeling afraid, right? So I want you to ask your question, answer the question of what is enough and how will you know when you have arrived there? It is such an ambiguous question that you're going to get an ambiguous answer. Right? Of like, what is enough? What are all these things? There really isn't an answer. So this one client went into paralyzed mode and didn't do anything when she felt like she wasn't doing enough. Other clients will overcompensate and end up doing too much, right? Like, oh, I don't think I'm doing enough. So maybe they have fear, and then fear is driving, like, we've got to do way more school. We need to be reading more. We need to do so much more. And they start just like dumping children, overloading children with school. So think of your school like a plant. Too much water will kill it. Too little of water will also kill it. You have to find the sweet spot of how much water to give a plant to help it to thrive, right? I don't know what they're really called. They call them figgy plants. I don't know. They have like Figgylicious and Figgy Azalea. And I have these two figgy plants. And when I first had one, I killed it with love. And I was overwatering it, giving it so much water that I was rotting it. And so it was interesting when I called the guy we bought the plant from. He's like, it's dead. You've killed it. But I totally revived it as I cut back the water. I experimented like, okay, it only needs water once a week. And this one mug is the perfect amount of water. And we also moved it to a better spot that had more sunlight. So now we found the perfect spot in our house, the right amount of water. And now not only is my plant not dead, like this guy was so sure that I'd killed it, it's now growing new leaves. This plant is growing. Right? So that's just a little bit of like, if you're feeling like you haven't done enough, you can figure it out. If you feel like you've done too much, you can pull back, right? So it's finding this sweet spot, just like you would with watering a plant. So what is the sweet spot for your homeschool? How do you find that, right? So in episode number 60 last summer, I interviewed Brooke Snow, and we talked about floors and ceilings. So ceilings are our high ideals. Like if this is what my homeschool could look like, we would be doing read aloud every day, and we'd be doing math for 20, 30 minutes, and we would be doing language arts, and we would be doing blah, 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 blah. Like this is my ceiling. This is what I want it to look like. The problem is a lot of us operate out of ceilings, and they're unrealistic because sometimes your kids get sick. Sometimes you get sick. One day we had somebody crash into a power pole down the street. Nobody was hurt, but we had no electricity, and so we had no heat. So school looked very different that day. We were bundled up, and maybe we did some reading, but any computer stuff was done for the day because we couldn't do it, right? So like we had to adapt. So that's why we have a floor. Ceilings are great to shoot for. A floor is like, what do I do on my real bad days? What do I do when I just gave birth? What do I do when I'm sick? We create a floor. It is necessary to have a floor because a floor gives us support, right? A floor is something so small and so simple that you can do it anywhere under any circumstance. So whether or not you are sick, you can do a floor. Whether or not you are traveling, you can do a floor, right? So something as simple as my floor is, and this could be yours, this is just an idea, of we say a poem together that we've memorized. We say a prayer together, like, hey, help us to just learn. Help us to learn as we experience life today. Whatever it looks like for you, something so small and so simple, you could do it no matter what is going on. So most times we operate somewhere in the middle. Right? So not every day am I saying like, okay, we said a poem, awesome, school's done. And not every day am I doing everything on the list. But having the floor and the ceiling helps me to know this is the space where I want to stay in. This is my awesome ideal dream. And this is enough. This is my floor. Saying a prayer together is enough. Telling my kids I love them, that's enough. Whatever enough it looks like for you, that is your floor. Right? So being willing to create that. So if you have that floor, you can do it in every day and you can do it easily. And then you can start believing that you're doing enough. So it's easier than to have a new thought or a new story that you start telling yourself, I am doing enough. And can you imagine if you have the story like, I'm amazing at school. I do so much. I'm just amazing with it. Not like, oh, I do so much, but like, I do so much. I'm an amazing homeschool mom. I'm an amazing homeschool teacher. I do just the right amount. Think of how you would feel. Confidence, encouraged, proud of yourself. Like, how do you think you would feel? Excited? Like, I got this. I'm a homeschool pro. I often call myself a homeschool pro, and I believe it because I tell myself all the time, you're a homeschool pro. And it totally doesn't mean that my kids don't ever have a meltdown or a fit or anything like that. But I'm like, I always show up because I'm a homeschool pro. Like, I do just the right amount. So Abby has this, have this positive feeling of like confidence, excitement, joy, anything like that. That's going to drive positive actions. And when you have that, you're going to then confirm that original thought, like, I am enough. I am doing enough. And then you feel good. And then your actions are you doing that floor. Then that result will be like, I am doing enough. Then you start to really believe that you are doing enough, and you let go of this old story, this old belief of like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I'm inadequate. I don't do anything. Or I'm not doing enough. Now I feel fear and I'm going to overload you. You're going to find your sweet spot. What is your floor? What is your ceiling, right? Having a floor lets you know like, oh, I always did enough. It's just fine. And as you start to believe that, you will start to feel successful in your school, and that excitement and that feel-good emotion will help motivate you to have the momentum to keep going forward and to keep going, to push through even on days when you don't feel good because you still did it, right? Days when you're tired and you're like, yeah, we did that poem. That was awesome. I'm killing it, right? So finding those floors and the ceilings. Like I said, that was episode number 60. And then last week's episode about models, how to solve any problem, was episode 4. And you can check both of those out. Okay, friends, I want to remind you about Mama's Lifetime Membership. We'll be closing the end of May. So if you are thinking about that, you are not going to want to miss this chance because I don't know if those doors will be opening back up. All right, friends, have a beautiful, wonderful day, and I will talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.